Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. God, we bless you. We bless you. We bless you, God. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you, Jesus. God, we exalt your name, God. We lift you up, God. We magnify you. We glorify you, God. And we just want you to be exalted on tonight, God. We lift you up, Father God, because you are so worthy. Oh, God, our hearts are so open. Hallelujah. And we welcome you in, Lord God. We welcome you into every area of our lives, Lord God. Every situation, every family member, every relationship, God, everything that's going on with us, God. Lord God, the little and the big. Oh, God, the physical and the financial, the mental and the physical. God, we just ask you, Father God, to enter in even to the emotional, God. Every area, Lord God. Everything, God, that pertains to us, Lord God. Everything that concerns us, Lord. Everything, God, that is on our hearts, Jesus, we bring it to you, Lord God. We bring it to you, Jesus, and we lay it at your feet, God. We lay it at your feet, God. Everything, Lord God, that concerns us, Lord God, we don't hold on to it any longer, Father, but we release it unto you, the author and finisher of our faith, the one that can solve every situation, every problem, every concern. Oh, God, and even if it's nothing, God, and less than nothing, Lord God, you got it taken care of, God. All we got to do is believe. All we got to do is trust you, Lord God. All we got to do is follow you, Jesus. All we got to do is follow you. It's so simple. You said it was easy. Oh God, all we got to do is follow you. Follow your way. Follow your plan. Follow your purpose. Follow your spirit. Oh God, I ask God that you give us the courage, Lord God, to follow. Hallelujah. Because we already know, hallelujah, who we are, whose we are. We already know, God. Because every time there's a situation or a circumstance, Lord God, that we cannot handle or we think we can't handle, we come running to you. Hallelujah. So we have no excuse. We know who we are and whose we are. God, give us the courage to walk in it day in and day out, Father God. Whether we're in the sanctuary or out on the street, give us the courage, Lord God, to live holy because you are holy. Give us the courage to face those things, face those people, God, that talk about us because we want to do right. Give us the courage, Father God, to face those things, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that try to overtake us, Lord God, knowing that we are more than overcomers, oh God, because we simply believe and we know we have access. We know we have a shepherd and we shall not want. Everything we need, God, you have already given it to us. You've given us everything we need. There is no thing, Lord God, that you withhold from us because you've given us everything spiritually, God, naturally, God, everything. And if we don't have it, Father God, we know to wait on you and wait on your answer, wait on your guidance, wait on your direction, Lord, because you already have it laid out. You already have a plan. It is of good and not evil. Oh God, and we just thank you, Lord, that we're no longer being deceived by what we see or what we hear. And if by chance something gets exalted, God, bring it back to our remembrance, the truth that makes us free. We can't stay in the same place. We can't stay in the same ditch. We can't stay in the same hole. And we can't keep looking back. We got to keep moving forward and press toward the mark. Press toward you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We're not going to run from you, God. We're going to run to you. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Oh God, because in you is our shelter, in you is our strength, in you is our hope, in you is our peace, in you is our healing, in you is our confidence, in you is our assurance, in you is our stability, in you, Father God, is everything, God, that foundation. We can't be rocked. We can't be moved as long as we stay in your presence. God, give us the courage to pray more, to seek your face more, not to be afraid, Lord God, of the unknown. Help us to walk. Oh God, I heard the pastor say, help us to go into the deep. So I'm asking you, God, help us now, God, to fight up against that spirit of fear and cast down all those vain imaginations and step into the unknown. Step into those places, God, that we have to lean on you and trust in you, knowing, God, that you would never leave us nor forsake us. And that prayer, Father God, you're working it out for our good. Whatever we encounter, you're working it out for, you're building up us. You're God, that you are settling us, Lord God. You're sustaining us. You're developing our character and our mind and our hope and our dream is being in your presence in that secret place. Oh God, there is no place like being in your secret place. Oh God, like the song said, get us back to the garden of good where we was good. We want to be good. We want you to look down and see a multiplication of your son, Jesus. Yes. Oh Jesus, we want to see your face and we want you to see your sons and your daughters. Cover us, Lord God, as we seek the more of you. Cover us, Lord God, as we reach out to you. Cover us, Lord God, when we fall on our knees, Lord. God, cover us, Jesus, because we can't do it without you. We can do nothing without you. Everything that we saw, every idea, every way, God, that you take us, is because of you that we get to the end result. That we get to it, Lord God, on our jobs, in the classroom, in our businesses, in our families. God, is because of you. It's all because of you. And right now we want to make sure we acknowledge you and say it's because of you. We want you to know, we know. Oh God, we know it is you. God, I'm asking in the name of Jesus, watch over our families, Lord God. Those that are our spiritual families, Lord God, that have walked away, that's turned their back for whatever reason, God. And most of it is because they didn't understand. Lord God, I'm asking that you would bring that understanding. And even if they choose, Lord God, to stay where they're fellowshipping right now, God, that you will bring freedom, Lord God. Freedom to apologize. Freedom to be made free from the error of their ways. Freedom, Father God, to repent. Freedom, Father God, to move on. Freedom, Father God, to be free of their past mistakes. The past, Lord, strip away the old. Bring them into the new, Father. Lord God, and if they are designed to be in this house, bring them back, Father God. Let them be rooted and grounded in your love, in your word. Your word is truth. Let them be rooted and grounded, Father God, where you have designed them to be, so that they can flourish and bloom and be who you have designed them to be. Because this house, this pastor, oh God, what they teach, Lord God, out of this place, it needs to be planted in them. And somebody has to water to bring forth the increase, Lord God, in their lives. God, in the name of Jesus, release, Lord God. Release your spirit. Release your anointing. Release it, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Release them from the bondages, Lord God. Release them from being concerned about what people say and what people think. Because our salvation is so important, God. Our salvation, God, our relationship with you is more important in the name of Jesus. God, help us to see the truth. Help us to see that, God, remove the scales from our eyes, God. Oh, God, and that we won't continue to walk, Father God, in our pride, in our arrogance and haughtiness, Lord God. But we will humble ourselves under your mighty ear in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just thank you. We thank you for this opportunity to come into your house. We thank you for the opportunity to seek you. We thank you, Father God, for the anointing. We thank you, Father God, for your blessings. We thank you, Father God. truth. We thank you, Father God, for your word. We thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in this place. And we ask, God, that you continue to release it, God. Pour out your spirit, Lord. God, we want it. We want all of you. We want all of you. Even in the hesitation, because we're not quite sure we understand. We know, Father God, we want your spirit. God, I ask that you touch, Father. Not just touch, but regenerate. Rejuvenate. Father God, break some chains and some bondages off your people. Especially those, God, that you have placed upon our hearts. Heavy. God, break those chains, God. Remove the scales, accord the ears. God, remove the walls. Tear them down in the name of Jesus. Give us all the wisdom to tear them down. And whether we have to mourn with our brothers and in Christ or rejoice, however we got to do it, God, give us the wisdom and the instruction, Father God, to do it in the name of Jesus. Not lean into our own understanding, thinking how weird and how strange. God, you are peculiar, God. We are peculiar people. You don't do things the way we think, but you do things out of your wisdom, Father God, and we want to understand. So give us the understand, Father God. And if by chance you say not at this time, God, help us to accept, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And while we're talking about acceptance, God, I'm asking you, give us a heart to accept your truth, your word, even when it's about ourselves. God, that we don't turn a deaf ear, but that we receive it all in the name of Jesus. And God, that we will ponder, consider, and reconsider over and over and over again, for the God. And then if we still don't get it, God, don't just put it on the shelf, but pray and seek your face and ask for help. Because any man lack wisdom, you say we can come to you and ask you. Oh God, and you will not withhold it. You won't hold it back from us, God. Just give us a heart of acceptance, God. A heart of repentance, a heart of flesh, that we will receive everything that you tell us, God. Willingly, Lord God, and be obedient unto your spirit, Lord. God, we just thank you. Oh God, we just thank you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Thank you, Lord. God, as we continue throughout our week, our day, our month, whatever it is, God, that you have planned for us, God. We're asking that you would guide us and direct us and lead us, Lord God. Make that crooked path straight. God, we acknowledge you, Lord God. You right now, Father God, asking, Father God, even on tonight, God, give us the wisdom and the decisions. God, be our voice, even in the decisions we need to make, God, in the name of Jesus. We're asking, Father God, for your help. We're asking for your guidance, even with our children. Even if they are adults, God, is not too late if there is breath in their lungs. God, give us the wisdom on how to speak to them, how to speak to our husbands, how to speak to our wives. God, even prepare us, Lord God, for those that are to come. That we will be ready. We will be ready. We will be ready. Prepare us, Lord, for what you have coming to us, Lord. Prepare us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I ask, remove any and everything, God, in our hearts, Lord, that is not of you. Any grudges, God, remove it. Any unforgiveness, remove it. Any anxiety, remove it. Any jealousy, remove it. Any competitiveness, remove it. Any pointing a finger and any of those things, Father. God, I'm asking you, any accusations, Lord, any perversions, God, we know that, God, that you, Father God, should change all that. And those of us that are striving to walk upright before you, we know that you are more than capable to keep us if we want to be kept. And we want to be kept. Jesus, God, we love you. We love you, and we thank you, Lord. Thank you for touching our pastor and pouring into her and her family. God, pour into her heart, her spirit, her soul, her mind. God, refill her, rejuvenate her, make it fresh and new every time, Father God. Take her up just a little bit higher, God. And as you take her up, Father God, we know we're going up, because as it goes to the head, it trickles down to the body. God, God, we want to go with you wherever you take us, Lord. Give us a heart, Lord, to follow in the name of Jesus. Without hesitation, God, we just thank you. God, we can't tell you enough. We just thank you. You do so much for us. We appreciate you. We love you. God, pour your spirit out on this altar, that each and every individual that comes in, Father God, they will feel your presence. Undeniable. They know you're here. And allow them to receive their healing. Don't let them leave out of here the same. Many, many times I left out of the same, Father God, because of the hardness of my heart. I'm asking God, break up the final ground. Let the hearts not be hard. Let that word seep in and break it up. And cause them to receive their healing, their deliverance from evil. And bring them out of that dark place, God. Allow them to receive all that you have for them. God, all of us want to receive all that you have for us. God, we just thank you. We thank you. Oh, God, we are full. We appreciate you. We love you. We appreciate you. We truly do. And we thank you, Lord. God, we thank you. We thank you. And we give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen.